Baby boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Hey, look, Truth Nation, we got guests in the studio. Now, I had to have this group come in. First T from Southeastern Wisconsin is in studio. We have Tom Gerke and Wyatt O'Lachlan in studio. And First Tee is a golf organization that works with young children, teach them how to golf, and mentorship ideas as well. Thank y'all for joining me.
Absolutely.
Thank y'all for joining me. Because
it's good to be here.
I was telling somebody that it was not a lot of golfing opportunities for young black children. And when I heard that this was something that was available for all children, first of all, but the opportunity to have people from the North Side, young boys and girls, I guess, to come through, that I had to have y'all on the show because this is amazing. Help me out. Let's talk about it. What's going on, Tom?
So we're a youth development organization where it's golf and life skills. So it's parents like to know that it's a good outdoor activity. There's no cell phones. There's no anything like that. We're going to teach them how to play golf, but we're also teaching them. I tell people it's like half golf, half life skills. So you're going to learn how to behave, learn how to respect each other, respect your coaches, persevere through tough times, both at school, at home, and with golf. So we try to integrate those values of golf into how it's going to be with you when you're in trouble or you're mad at home or you're mad at school.
Mm-hmm.
You deal with it. You just have to process it inside, take a deep breath, and deal with it. Just like when you hit a bad golf shot, you're just going to take a deep breath, relax, and then move on.
Kind of like I do when I try to drive the ball and it don't make it past.
I told you.
The women's tee.
We'll set you up. We'll take
what do
care.
They call it when you hit the ball and you don't make it past the women's tee? Ain't it a name for that?
I don't know.
We might can't say it on the radio. I don't know.
That's probably right.
But other than that, once I get out there on the green, I'm not that bad.
That's the thing is a lot of guys, especially professional athletes, they struggle off the tee, but then when they get close to the green, it's okay. But I think there's just that mental image that I have to hit the ball off the tee so far and
right.
So strong.
Like, because we've been watching the PGA.
Yeah, you see those guys swing so hard.
When your first experience at golf as an adult, all of them years of watching Tiger Woods, watching the PGA tournament, you think you got to get up there and crack it at least 200 and some yards.
Right. And the funny thing is that the easier you swing, the ball's going to go farther because when there's less tension in your arms and shoulders, the club snaps through the bottom and goes farther. And that's the same thing we see with the kids. We go to the range. Can we hit driver? Can we hit driver? Coach Tom, can we hit driver? I'm like, well, we're going to start with wedges and then we're going to go to driver. We're going to talk about the logic of the golf swing and go through it. But in our classes, it's kids of different ages. We have different age groups, but we'll have kids from the city. We'll have kids from Menominee Falls. We'll have kids from Heartland.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know each other's backgrounds, and they don't care, and we don't care. It's just everybody's in there together having fun, learning from each other, and learning how to be respectful to each other.
Well, I'll say this. Is it ever too late to correct your golf swing? Like when you get them when they're young, that you could develop the golf swing. But what if I came out there and tried to swing? I ever get a good swing developed at this, you know, at an older age?
We would have to come up to an agreement to say, don't watch YouTube golf videos, don't watch too much Golf Channel stuff, and just stick with the game plan.
As long as you have some patience.
Okay. I mean, because, you know, I'm just now getting opportunities to have golf experiences.
It's just you hit a good shot, you want more, and then you want more,
right?
And then you want more. Just stay with what you got.
'Cause 620 do golfing, and then,
yeah.
So I get invited to the tournament.
Sure.
And so I suck at first, but when it comes down to the putting, I do a lot better. Yeah.
I'll give you two or three lessons. Before the outing, you're going to be good to
go. That's Paul. Hey, look, we got Wyatt in the studio. Look, Wyatt, your operations, what's going on?
I mean, I think one of the big things for us is we've got First Tee Week coming up next week.
Okay.
So we're celebrating our coaches. So it's Dear Coach Week. And we've really – a big thing that for First Tee we try to do is create opportunities for young people in the city and southeast Wisconsin across our 10-county area. So – it looks different depending on what we're talking about. So we work in schools, we work with community partners, and then we do on-course programs that Tom leads as well. So it's about meeting young people where they are, providing mentorship, and just making sure that kids not only have the opportunity to play golf, but they have the opportunity to then learn from it and grow as a person. I mean, a lot of the things that we talk about is growing through challenge. Like you're talking about, mm-hmm. golf is not an easy sport. Mm-hmm. You're going to hit some bad shots. It's not always going to be, you know, a perfect shot right down the fairway. But what you can do then is learn about that and then take that to home and school. And so a big part of what we're talking about this week is just celebrating our coaches and the work that they do.
That's what's up.
Every day for our young people.
Now, when we talk about just access to golf, like I always say, like, it's not a lot of access from kids, like mm-hmm. young black children, I would say, mm-hmm. to the sport of golf. Mm-hmm. And so to have First Tee be one of those resources and organizations that says, hey, why not? Why shouldn't they not have access to this sport? And we're willing to help and be a part of allowing them to have that access. That's powerful.
Exactly. And one of the benefits of our partnership, which is a very positive partnership with Milwaukee County Parks, is Our agreement is that kids can play free at Noyes Park Golf Course, which is
Noyes.
It's a 9-hole par 3 course, but kids can play free.
Mm.
And any of our programs, they're very, very affordable. But if you're struggling, you just need to check the financial aid box and you're in. So we will never turn anybody away for financial reasons.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And I'll say this, when I saw that it was an organization in the community, I needed the community to know about this because this summer is coming up.
Right.
And kids need things to do.
Our summer programming starts the week of June 22nd. So it's the week after MPS is done. And then it's a 9-week summer program. On our website, you'll see, for example, if it was a class from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. every Monday, you'll do 9 Mondays in a row. So you just pick a day and a time that works for you. We also lead programming at Lake Park on Thursdays and Fridays. And our partner courses are Brown Deer, Dretzka, Curry through the Tulsa Rec Department. So those are partners. And we're at Rolling Meadows in Fond du Lac also, mm-hmm. and down in Washington Park Muni in Kenosha. So we have those are partners, not the ones that we directly lead. But my role is to kind of oversee, make sure everybody's got the First Tee message going and it's being delivered in the way we want it to.
And what age group of youth are you looking for?
We have 4 to 6, 7 to 9. 10 to 13, and then 14 and older. So those are the age groups.
Mm-hmm. And so this runs how many weeks?
9 weeks over the summer.
So 9 weeks over the summer.
Yep.
And do they participate in like a tournament to see the skill set or?
No, every.
It's just training.
As we go on, we do games and competitions during the classes once. So the class would be like halftime on the putting green, halftime on the range, mm-hmm. and then we'll do some kind of competitive activity. Usually split the group into two, and then we'll do teams like orange golf balls versus yellow golf balls, whoever gets more on the green, stuff like that. So as they get older, it's more time on the golf course. The younger kid, it's more just range and putting and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But as they get older, it turns into more of a mentorship. Like the 14 and older, it's more your golf swing on the golf course, thinking about your life. What are you going to do in the future? Start to think about what you're going to do after school.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Hey, look, they say a lot of deals is made on the golf course.
Absolutely.
You're already setting them up for that.
Exactly.
I mean, is that true? Like, they say a lot of people make deals by going golfing and, they'll talk about life and things like that, what you just described.
And that's one of the things, especially with the older kids, it's What are you going to do when you hit a bad shot? Are you going to cry? Are you going to throw your club down? Are you going to stomp your feet? Because things are going to happen in life. That's the way it is. So plan on having failure, and what are you going to do? It's an opportunity to learn and improve. And I recently saw an interview with Michael Jordan, which is I'm a big fan, and he said he wouldn't have had his success if he wouldn't have had failures, and that makes you grow better as a person. And that's really what we're all about, is helping kids grow as people.
Well, I'll tell you this. This is an amazing program. And if parents, you out there listening, and you don't, you know, really have too much plan for your child for the summer, this is affordable. This is a great experience for the youth. And when we come back, we have a story about a mother who used the program and had success with her son in the program. I want to talk about that. I want to at least hear that story.
Sure.
When we get back. Hey, look, we got First Tee in the studio. We got Tom. We got Wyatt. When we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It's the type of heat that melt the candle wax. Making moves to handle that. Never had to scam or trap the advocate. This for every mother who was beaten, who was bruised. If he put his hands on you, don't hesitate to move. What would Tory do? Advocate. Seeing how you move, I can see you had a clue. It take courage to do what you had to do. What would Tory do? Advocate.
Hard as I can go. I hope you understand. If I fall, the world might end, so I can't pretend. But I can recommend. Call Tory Lowe.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, we got an amazing guest. We got First Tee of Southeastern Wisconsin in the studio. Look, we got Tom, we got Wyatt in the studio. There are amazing stories coming out about the program, about families being able to get their children involved and have actual change in the child as they go along the program.
That's one of the things we hear from surveys we send out. But just myself as a coach, you see the difference in the behavior from week one to week nine over the summer, for example, where if a child is shy or afraid to do stuff, the parents say, well, my daughter is more comfortable doing things they've never done before. They're not afraid to try new stuff. They're not afraid to meet new kids in their class. They're more comfortable doing things. And that's part of what we do in our classes, is everybody's going to get along. There's not going to be any making fun of anybody. We're all in this together. I don't care what background you have. We're all in this together, and we're going to learn and grow as a team.
When you talk about the difficulties, I always talk about when it comes to the difficulties of getting the kids moved around with transportation. Sometimes the busy schedules where the parent may be at work and they have to come. How do y'all get around and manage a lot of that when it comes to just transportation ideas or getting the kids to be able to have the experience without having any interruption?
Well, if we offer, I think, enough variety of days and times where it should be possible to get your child to Noyes or to Lake Park. And maybe Wyatt can talk about where we pay for transportation for a group from Neighborhood House.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the big things for us is meeting kids where they are. So we also have a school program. So we provide equipment, training, and curriculum to PE teachers for them to implement a golf unit in their school time. So we've got 112 active school program partners across Southeast Wisconsin, reaching over 40,000 kids.
That's what's up.
So and then through different partnership models. So a lot of what we talk about with MPS. MPS estimates that about 90% of the equipment they have comes from us. So we have generous donors that reach out to us, drop it off at our office. We store it all, and then coaches can come by and pick it up whenever they want. And working with, you know, specifically over at Golden Myer, the head coach over there, Dave Miller's done a tremendous job with growing the golf within MPS. And I think now the kids see this as an opportunity for them to get involved in. And some of the barriers are limited. You know, they have a golf space at Golden Myer where they can come play. They have equipment. It's like, hey, why not do this? I like Coach Dave, and I think golf might be an opportunity for me. And now you're seeing that spread across different schools. Word of mouth is spreading amongst the students, and it's pretty incredible to see the growth there. Amongst other partnerships we're doing as well, and we can maybe get into some of that as well. But.
Well, look, we got a parent on the lines. Paige.
Awesome.
On the lines.
Nice.
Let's get her on the lines.
Yes.
How you doing, Paige?
I am good. I'm literally sitting in Rome, Italy right
in
now.
Rome,
calling
Italy.
In. Yes,
oh, wow.
This is important. The first T has been instrumental in my family's and my son's life. So when Tom reached out, I said, absolutely, let me know how I can call in because I'd love to share our story.
Well, kind of give the audience a kind of a ideal of what took place with your family when it comes to getting involved with First Tee.
So First Tee was recommended to me from a friend down in Atlanta. She had a young son with some developmental issues. My son doesn't have developmental issues. However, when he was younger, he had some anger issues. And so we got involved with the First Tee probably when he was 10, 9 or 10. And we were, you know, having issues at school and just, you know, the focus wasn't there. And once he started with the program, we continued for, I think, 2 years. And then we took a year break. And then he came back as a teenager. And his confidence level shot up. His problem-solving ability shot up. As well as respect for his elders and for other people. And now, this last year, he was a junior golf coach for the kiddos from North Tot House. So it was full circle that he was able. Yes, it was full circle. Thanks to Coach Tom and Wyatt. It was just great.
So you're saying that you watched your son change a lot of his behavior due to attending the program. That's amazing. Absolutely. As a mother,
yeah,
to see that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to see his growth, like I said, his confidence. He had been being bullied at school. And just so, I mean, it was remarkable. And we are so appreciative to the First Tee of Southeastern Wisconsin.
All right. Well, I won't hold you too long, but kind of what do you want the community to know about your experience and having their young people involved in First Tee?
I think one of the things that I'm always impressed with First Tee is that they provide an opportunity for every kind of student, every kind of child, whether you have equipment or you don't have equipment. They have equipment that they give to the kids to use for the season. The coaches are all very, very respectful of wherever you are. They work with the students where they're at. I love to see all the girls out there playing too. That was really critical that it's both boys and girls who are involved in golf. And they have their 9 tournament, you know, about responsibility and community. And I just think it's great that they offer that to all sorts of students in our area.
Wow. Look, thank you, Paige, for coming in and telling your story. Many times we get programs coming in and out, and they don't have any examples or they don't bring in any people that have benefited from the story. But you definitely have told your testimony, which is a testament to what y'all doing at First Tee.
Yeah, and like Paige said, when Robert started, we had some anger situations. And I would literally meet with Paige after every class and say, how did we do today? And we would talk to Robert about, okay, I know you're going to get mad, but this is how we're going to try and deal with it. And it's just grown from there. And when Paige called me after they took some time off from First Tee and said he was having some trouble being bullied, and she, I think she said to me that she knew First Tee was a safe place, a comfortable space. And I said, well, let's get him back in classes. And not only that, but let's get him a job as a junior coach, have his first job as a paid employee. So he helps out with Neighborhood House on Thursdays right now. But he's been an incredible transformation.
And these young kids grow up with the knowledge of how to play the game of golf and calculation and mental fortitude. This is amazing that he's now working for First Tee, a program that helped him mature as a young teen.
It's a great story. And it's problem solving. It's dealing with things. And Robert took part in our leadership series at the PGA Tour Superstore over the winter. And that gave us a little bit more insight into what he wants for his future. And it's I'm happy for me, since I've known him for, you know, 8 or 9 years, that to see where he is now and how he's thinking about future. And it's really nice.
Now, I'll say this. Give the information for those that are listening and they have a young person that could get involved in this program during the summer. And y'all got golf clubs as well. Y'all don't have to even – you just drop them off.
Yep.
You know, get signed up and just drop them off. Y'all handle the rest.
Yep.
And then come pick them back up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got golf clubs for them. The website's FirstTSEW for Southeast Wisconsin, FirstTSEW.org. All the schedules, and you can sign up online.
Wyatt, I'm going to give you a few words to the community before we go to break.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, you're hearing Robert's story. It's about perseverance. It's about showing up for the young people in our community and breaking down some of those barriers. And what I always like to say about my experience is I know what the game of golf did for me. I know what being outside and learning all these positive things from the game did. So I know what it can do for other young kids in the community. And I really believe in the work that we do. It's seeing the joy on a kid's face will never get old. And so if you're a parent, I would say sign your kid up and you'll never know where it can take them.
How long you been playing golf, Wade?
So I've been playing for a while, I'd say since middle school. I was a caddy at Triple I Country Club in eighth grade, and so was Tom.
Okay.
But that was kind of our introduction to the game, my introduction to the game, and have loved it ever since.
Oh, so, wow. Well, look, I appreciate First Tee for coming in, doing amazing work. I appreciate that, and I want to help out as well, try to give my energy to the young people to help volunteer to make sure that I do my part as well.
Sure, and on the website, if you want to volunteer coach, Wyatt is going to be the contact. There's on the top of our website, I think it says how to help out.
Yeah, no, reach out to me, and I think the main thing I want to let people know is it's about having fun. If you sign up for to help a volunteer with any of our programs, you're going to be out there having fun with kids. And so reach out to me. You can find all of our information at our website, like Tom said. It's a pretty simple process to get you involved, and we'd love to have you.
And the website and the number to call?
FirstTSEW.org.
Yep. FirstTSEW.org. I think the easiest way to reach out to us is on our website. You can find all the contact information there.
All right. Thank y'all for coming through.
Thank you.
I got the hat.
Yeah. Yes.
Now I need to get the golf club.
We can get you set up with every need.
Now I need to get my swing together.
Yeah. We can make that happen.
All right. Hey, thank y'all for coming through. Hey, look, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Case on the news, but they mute that pain. So we call one name, trying to change that game. Tory pulled up, check to the table. Ask who failed you, who lied, who labeled. He know every auntie, cousin, brother, uncle, niece. He don't just talk justice, he don't leave it in a tweet. When it all go wrong, we call on Tory Lowe. When the judge look cold, we call on Tory Lowe. From the block to the boardroom, everybody know. If the whole world's silent, we call on Tory Lowe. Say, when they treat us like we invisible, he shows. So when the walls close in, we call him Tory. He out front city hall.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Hey, I had to keep Tom and Wyatt for one more segment because I don't think we talked about a lot about how to bring more volunteers in. I think we mentioned it, but I think that for those that want to volunteer, you don't always have to know how to golf to volunteer.
No, I do a coach training where there's basically, not to get technical with the golf swing, but there's basically 9 positions of the golf, how to hold it, how to stand, and that's going to be easy to understand, easy to learn, but it's almost equally important, if not more, to understand that we want to establish a relationship with the child, with the class, to have fun with them, not just talking to them or talking at them. You're going to get to know the kid over the 9 weeks session or the spring or fall session. So you start to understand their personality. They learn the trust of another adult, and you can understand how they think, help them through some problems, understand why they're mad today, why they're having trouble. We always talk about how's school today, how's school this week, what's going on. So everything relates, but that's the main thing with the coaches is establishing a relationship with the kids to develop their character skills.
And y'all listen to the Tori Lowe show too as well. Like
absolutely.
Look, on break, he gave a Tori Lowe impression. they said they keep the Tori Lowe show on in their offices. So he gave like a Tori Lowe impression that maybe it just cracked me up. So I'm not going to make him do it live on the air.
Tori Lowe, 1-4.
Oh, wow. Now, when you talk about bullying, because I like to add that in there, because we talk about bullying with these kids. It seems like bullying has just become this thing where we haven't got a grip on yet in these schools. A lot of these kids, you said in the story where the page's son was being bullied.
Right.
How do you teach during golf? How do golf kind of equates with dealing with bullying?
Well, with the golf and the bullying, it's you can't control outside distractions. You can't control what someone else does. You can only control what you do. If the wind's blowing, I need to hit a different type of shot. If someone makes fun of the shirt I have on, so what? It's not going to hurt me any. You have to be so confident in yourself and not really care what somebody else's opinion is of you because it doesn't make any sense what they're saying to you. And so
you got to block out the noise.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Just like golfers do.
Right.
But they tell people to be quiet usually on a golf course.
Well, it's just once you get over the ball, that's the only thing in the whole world. When I start to get you on track, once you get over the ball, that's the only thing happening. Don't think about the wind. Don't think about people are watching me. Don't think about anything else but the way you're going to swing.
Well, I got a problem because I got PTSD about being on the golf course. When I was in Iowa, and that was right when Tiger Woods was just smoking hot, everybody thought I was going to hit the ball. So everybody would stop and watch to see if I was going to knock that ball 200-something feet. And I was like, no, I was striking out. So, and it was like, oh, you know, he ain't, you know. Everybody felt like they had to – you know, at least I did. I felt like at least I had to do something because Tiger Woods was hot at the time.
It's the same thing. I'm a PGA professional, which means I know the golf business and know how to teach. But people that don't know golf think, oh, you're a PGA pro. Did you play in the tour? I'm like, no, I'm not that good. I just know how to teach and run a golf business.
Yeah, you teach me how to be a PGA.
Right.
There's levels.
Level, how far are you on the level?
I'm not quite there, but I can play a little bit. It depends on the day.
We got some comments. Motor Elephant says, I cannot swing those golf balls the way I see Tiger Woods. No wonder he is always trying to set up them extracurricular activities outside of golf.
Well,
No
one can swing like Tiger Woods or some of the top-level players because it's kind of the way TV portrays it as it's all power golf. And if the harder you try and swing, the worse you're going to do, especially for adults. You want to hit the ball 300 yards, you're going to hit it 300 yards, but it's going to go sideways.
Mm.
If you think swing 50 or 60% of what you've got in the tank, you're going to hit it straight.
Well, I think golf also teaches kids how to stop bullying because once they learn how to swing, you know, don't need a club to make the swing.
No, they're
I'm just messing with you.
I'm
just playing.
Their personality and their change as we go through the classes. And if we have a class of 10 or 15, if any situation comes up where there's somebody even coming anywhere near bullying, we'll stop the entire class and say, we're not doing that today. That's not what First Tee's all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate y'all for coming back for this. I just wanted to make sure we get the volunteer and the conversation about the bullying in. And once again, give the information for those that are listening at home, how they can get their children involved. Yep. One more time.
FirstTeeSEW.org. And I think what I would want to say is we're about trying to build a community at First Tee. So there's a lot of different ways to help out. The only way that you can really reach out is – or figure out more about what we do is reach out to us, figure out how you can get involved. Mm-hmm. You can get out to schools. You can get out to our programs. We've host field trips at Noyes. You can be a part of those. There's a lot of different ways to get involved, and it takes many hands to make it
all
work.
And for the parents that may need help with transportation, is there something they can do or to work around to make sure that they can get involved as well?
It kind of depends on where we meet kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some opportunities where we're going into schools and working with teachers and working with the kids at their schools. If they have transportation problems, there might be a little bit of a struggle to get them out to Noyes.
For example, the more coaches we have, and we've got, say, out of 10 coaches, just as throwing a number out there, three of them are paid, seven are volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So the more coaches we have, for example, if I had more coaches, we could set up some space and do programming at Lincoln Park or at Curry Park. So the more coaches
we
have,
to where the kids need to
exactly.
be, where it's easier
right.
to get the kids.
That's our ultimate goal, is to have programming within walking distance or within reasonable distance of anybody in Milwaukee.
Well, look, once again, an amazing program, First Tee of Southeast Wisconsin. Appreciate y'all for coming through. Amazing, amazing work being done. And young children, mainly in the north side of Milwaukee, will have the opportunity to not only play golf, understand the mind frame of being a golfer, but understanding how to make decisions in life as well.
And we've got parents that drive from Racine, that drive from Heartland, and they say, we make this long drive because we know how you coaches treat our kids with respect, but we're not going to let them get away with anything. This is the way we're going to do things at First Tee, and they see that, so that's why they keep coming back.
Mm. Well, once again, thank you for coming, Tom Wyatt.
Thank you.
Thank you
First
for having
us. Make sure y'all look this up. Make sure y'all get y'all young people involved. This is a great opportunity for the city and the young kids that live in Milwaukee.
And all of our coaches, anybody that works with a child, is background checked, and we do safe sport training at the highest level. Mm. So the kids are safe, and that's one of the things that I boast. So you don't worry about your child is safe. We have training. We have protocols. So everything's safe.
And we got golf clubs.
We got all the clubs
just in case.
Absolutely.
But whatever you need. Yeah.
We can always use more junior club donations, of course.
Yeah. I mean, what comes in our doors goes right out. So if you got anything sitting in the garage that you want to be in the hands of a young person who needs
it. They could donate it.
Absolutely. Yep. The Golf House of Wisconsin on Theo Trecker Way in West Dallas.
So Robert, as an example, he got a set when he was 9. And then he got taller, so he gave us that set back, and then we gave him a different one. So any given set that we have in the system has probably gone through 3 or 4 kids, because as mm-hmm. they get bigger, we just take it back and give them a different set. So it's the golf set will have a lifetime of 10 years.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, thank y'all for coming through. And when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Pain in my city, I can't close my eyes. Too many mothers still crying from the homicide. They say be strong, but they don't feel it deep inside. So I speak for the ones who ain't got a voice to cry. Oh, I've been walking through the fire trying to make it right. Yeah. Praying God keep me covered every single night. Yeah. Oh, if I fall, just remember what I sacrificed. Mm, I was fighting for my people, trying to bring the light. Yeah. Yeah, born on the north side, Fifth Street raised me, where the blocks turn cold and the system don't save me.
7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Tacos and Tequila Festival is Saturday, May 30th at Franklin Field, featuring live performances by Rick Ross, Genuine, Soulja Boy, Frankie J, Mims, Petey Pablo, Jaquan, and Milwaukee's very own Big Frank. It's Milwaukee's biggest throwback party of the summer, all for $29. There will be craft margaritas, Milwaukee's best taco vendors, authentic lucha libre wrestling and exotic car showcase, and a Chihuahua beauty pageant. That should be interesting. A Chihuahua beauty contest. Tacos and Tequila Festival, Saturday, May 30th. Get your tickets now at tacosandtequilafestival.com. We get some feedback on the mixtape that dropped. Somebody in the chat, 7435 says, yo, Tory Lowe, make a show song with women's voice rapping and singing. I only hear guys. Okay, Andrew, you got to play Courthouse Chairs. That's the song with the, that's on the mixtape. So did he listen to the mixtape? Let's get a sample of that. It's our song. We can play it. We won't get struck off YouTube because it's our stuff. So let's get something up. I guess we got a request.
For the folks no one would see. Phone ringing on a Sunday. Some mama crying through the line. He said, text me all the names. I'm on your
this
side.
Is on the mixtape.
We'll find the time. So they keep going. You can't stop now. Yeah. You the voice when they shut us out. Every block, every tear, every promise you vow. Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they keep going. You can't fly out. When the pain gets loud. Yeah. You stay your ground. That's what you're about. You standing by that tape.
Okay, so that's you gotta get the mixtape. You 7435, you gotta get it. We represent for the ladies. But I think we got more on the second mixtape. I think that this one, these 11 songs is, you know, they flow together well, and then we got the next one. Volume 2 may be dropping, so but it'll probably be in a different space. You know, this is actually a classic that dropped for the last Tory Lowe show for Friday. I wanted to do multiple drops, but we got to do it in a different space.
We ran out of time, Tory.
We was just getting started. Somebody says, how many volumes you have in the vault?
I think six,
and they all like just amazing. But this was for the truth audience, the hardcore truth Tory Lowe show fans. This one was. I made sure that this was for the advocacy. This was for the front lines. This was for a lot of the people that have been following me since day one. This one was specially catered for that situation, the soundtrack to the Tory Lowe show, and so you can keep that as a thank you. But like I said, we got some stuff that ain't on the mixtape. Play Us or Them, the one with the female voice on there. Now this going on Volume 2. I'm gonna give y'all a sample of Volume 2, just a little sample. Not, you know, I can't give y'all too much now, Truth Nation, but we got records with the female. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause we don't rock with them. It's either us or them. Cause we don't rock with them.
Came from the block where the sirens don't sleep. Late night prayers, mama crying in the street. Young boys lost, trying to find what to be. Had to stand tall, put the weight on me. Seen it up close, I ain't speaking for far. Every scar.
Yeah, I mean, it's, we got the females in there representing. So, like I said, we got a lot of things. The production with the Tory Lowe show has been amazing. So, and everybody a part of the journey, we always take it to the next level when it comes to everything that we do. You know, I'll tell you this, you got to lead the way or you in the way. So don't get in the way, lead the way. But I want to get into some stories that has, before we get out of here, because I don't know, will we have time for stories on Friday?
We will not, I don't think.
You don't think we have time for stories on Friday? Because we got a lot of things going on, a lot of moving parts.
We got a lot of guests.
On the last show. We got the last show Friday is going to be ridiculous. And the after party, the after show in the Third Street Market Hall. This is going to be amazing tomorrow. So it's going to be a lot of things. So let's see if we can get some of these stories. This will probably be the last time I get to do the stories, probably.
Yeah, probably.
The tease is real, Tori. I love it. Hey, I'll say this. I want to talk about these parking tickets. Milwaukee unpaid parking ticket towing enforcement. They coming after you for them unpaid parking tickets. I just want to throw that out there. Y'all may not get this after. Y'all may not get to keep your head on the swivel. But if you got unpaid parking tickets, Milwaukee unpaid parking ticket towing enforcement, they might come get your ride. Your ride might come up missing. If you watch this rebroadcast live, we got video on this. Let's listen.
Good morning, everyone. At the time the ordinance took effect, the city had more than $17 million in unpaid citations. That dollar amount was connected to nearly 39,000 vehicles. And now city council members will hear a progress report on how the city law has held violators accountable. Starting back on November 1st last year, habitual parking violators were told they must do the following: either pay their fines, set a court date, or start a payment plan. If drivers fail to act, their vehicle could be towed or impounded. The towing enforcement started on January 1st of this year to give violators a two-month warning period. A habitual parking violator is someone with five or more unpaid parking tickets. The ordinance also states vehicles can also be towed if they're parked legally. Here's what Alderman Scott Spiker had to say at the beginning of the year when enforcement started.
People will realize it's a lot cheaper to get on a payment plan than to have your vehicle towed here, pay $150 for the pleasure of us towing it, and then $25 a day for each day we keep it.
Oh, wow.
The meeting is scheduled to start at 9 a.m. And also on the agenda, city safety plans.
They hate y'all. I guess it's my last couple shows. They making laws against, they hate y'all. They said even if your car is parked legally, if you got tickets, they can tow it. Even if it's parked legally, if you got unpaid tickets, they're going to snatch it. And then he was kind of like, hey, you're going to find out the hard way, because once we take the car, you got to pay for that $150 and $25 for storage every day your car is there. Hey, hate y'all. I'm trying to tell you, that sounds like, okay, y'all going to be held accountable for what you owe us, but why they not being held accountable for what they owe the taxpayers? Okay, y'all like this stuff. This is what y'all want. Y'all be voting for this kind of stuff. Y'all ain't got nobody in there fighting on your behalf, because you know it's going to mainly come from people who ain't got it like that and they got a couple tickets and they ain't got it like that. You know they gonna be the ones that's gonna suffer the most. They already got the pothole choke. So let me get this straight. It's my last couple shows today. I'm gonna say this now. I think today and tomorrow I might just come unhinged with what I really need to say and not even hold back. But okay, you got the potholes that's messing up the cars. So they don't want to be held accountable for what the potholes did to your car. But they want you to be held accountable for what your car doing to the city. That's wild to me. And they ain't going to have no mercy on you. They don't like y'all. Somebody say, it's simple, pay your bills. Okay, well, why don't they pay the bill from the pothole damage? It's simple, too. Marvin in the chat. Marvin says, it's simple. Tori, it's simple, pay your bills. Okay, but like I said, we already being taxed to the max. You can easily let's say you run somewhere. You can come out 10 minutes, have a parking ticket for $40. That's all I'm saying. Like, it don't take much to get a parking bill, a parking ticket. Somebody said we need to stop cuddling folks. This is the mentality that they have for black people. Because I see other communities and they get, they just made a mistake, you know. Let's give them a second chance. No. In the black community, I'm going to have to cut you down. I'm going to cut you off on your first mistake. Like, you'll get the empathy. And then he's smiling, too. This Scott Spiker, Milwaukee Alderman. Play that last. Play what he said. I'm going to run this back. Just play that last part when he said the storage fees and stuff like that. If you're watching this rebroadcast live, look at his face. Like, he's like, yeah, we finna get you. They come get you, but you can't get
people
them.
People will realize it's a lot cheaper to get on a payment plan than to have your vehicle towed here. Pay $150 for the pleasure of us towing it, and then $25 a day for each day we keep it.
Yeah, he's letting you know. He letting you know. He gonna get you. Tory, I'm black too. I don't care if you blame some black people that hate black people. I see it all the time. I ain't saying you hate black people, but I'm just saying that statement has y'all just out here willy-nilly just. You need to strike down anybody that's having problems. So if that's the case, everything we talk about, housing, potholes, education, everything got the same format when it comes to black people. Strike them down. You need to do the right thing. You need to do this and that. But when it comes to them, you don't get that kind of energy. You don't get that kind of energy. When you come to the housing, with all of the elders on TV crying like they ain't got like they misused the housing funds, where was the hell holding these people accountable? They still doing press conferences. I'm not saying don't hold nobody accountable, and I'm just saying if you're gonna, it should be working both ways. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying if you're gonna come after the citizens for what's going on with their cars, then you should be held accountable for tearing up, leaving these potholes in the street, tearing up folks' cars, and they should be able to get some relief too. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying don't let nothing, you know, if you're going to put it out there, put it out there, but don't try to duck when somebody say, okay, yo, potholes in the street tore my car up, and we finna take you. We don't know if the pothole really did that. That's all I'm saying. They hate y'all. I mean, look, when we come back, we're going to have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory.